Proverbs for the day, April the 6th, Proverbs 6, verses 9, 10, and 11. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Excuse me, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. It doesn't say travaileth, it says traveleth. And a little note for you, it always costs more to go than it does to stay. Especially with fuel prices the way they are today around the world. But let's look at this just from a devotional point for the day and maybe just get a couple thoughts. One is, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? Now the best I can tell is all sleep is not bad. You need sleep. He giveth his beloved sleep. But he says here, how long wilt thou sleep? And then he says, verse 10, a little sleep, a little slumber. That's like, and I'm sure everybody does it to some degree, but that's that snooze alarm thing. Another place he says, as the door turneth upon the hinges, when you find yourself, when you've turned from the right side to the left and back to the right again, it's time to get up, usually. And the idea is to set an alarm of some kind. I realize some people have the luxury or whatever, the liberty to just, you know, sleep till they're done sleeping. But for the most part, not a good idea. So he says, how long wilt thou sleep? So for the most part, we have to decide. Now, you know, there's different reasons why sleep comes on us. We find Simon Peter and them under stress in the Garden of Gethsemane slept. And we find that sometimes under stress or trying to get away from stress or fear or dread that sleep is sometimes that way. You know, when I was a young fella, I didn't realize it. It said there was this stuff called Somanex. I'm sure the equivalent of it's on the market today, only more so. And the little ditty went, take Somanex tonight and sleep safe and restful. Sleep, sleep, sleep. And I didn't have any idea that's what that was about. I didn't know people had trouble sleeping. They asked a fellow one time, they said, how do you get your teenagers to go to bed at 9 o'clock? He said, I get them up at 5 o'clock. And he said, how do you get them up at 5 o'clock? He said, I put them to bed at 9 o'clock. It's a cycle. Note this in your Bible. Your Bible keeps time from page one by the evening and the morning. The evening and the morning. Why is that? Your evening determines your morning and not vice versa. You say in the evening, boy, I'm wore out. Today wore me out. Well, that's true. But the evening is for preparing and replenishing. That's why Sunday mornings are such a horrible time for the typical preacher. Sunday mornings are bad because people are just staying out Christian partying all night and just blowing their schedule to bits. They're able to wake up later and crawl into church or claw into church. And it all starts with a little extra sleep here, a little there. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? It's good to have a schedule. It's wonderful to have a schedule. If you're going through a time where maybe you're unemployed or you're not in school, et cetera, et cetera, it's great to have a schedule. You know, they've proven that people are far more productive, far more peaceful, far more all kind of things when they stick to a schedule, even when they don't have to. And that's what he says here. Look, how long are you going to sleep and when? Now, if you're not getting enough sleep, you need to make yourself sleep. You know how you got to do that? You got to turn the stupid computer off, the television off, and all that stuff. They've proven that if you sit in front of one of those screens until the last minute and then try to go to sleep, it's going to take you a while for your body to actually get restfully ready to sleep. And then, after it takes a while, then you've lost that time. So he says, how long wilt thou sleep? Decide. Let's see. I've got to get up at 4:30, we'll say, in the morning. Well, let's say I got to have 6 hours minimum. That means I got to be everything done, unwinding, 10:15, ready to fall asleep 10:30. You see what he's teaching us to do here? He's saying, how long will you sleep? When will you get up? What time are you going to go to bed? What time are you going to get up? Then he says, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Now the picture here is pretty clear. The picture here is that there are some things that a little bit of like this can steal your day and steal your time, and in reality steal your life. I read where a fellow said one time, he said, the vast majority of work is done by people who are either tired or don't feel well. And the longer I live, the more I'd have to say that. I read of a company one time that began what they called a too good policy. Too good. T-O-O. Good. And here's the deal. If your work was caught up, especially if you were ahead, you could call in and not have to say, I'm going to be sick today, or I've got this or that. No excuses. You could call in and say, it's just too good of day to come to work. Let's say you're a golfer. You woke up and you said, man, it is just too good a day to be inside. I grew up outdoors, and the hardest thing for me was if we had a classroom in school where you could see outside in the daytime, especially, and it didn't matter what the weather was to me. I could think of something to do in all weather, and it didn't matter if it was snowing, didn't matter if it was raining or icing. There's always something you can do if you could get out of class. But the idea is that we should not think that life is going to be without effort, without discipline. The word disciple and the word discipline are together in the English language. The word disciple and discipline are one and the same. A disciple is someone who has disciplined themselves to Jesus Christ. Now, we're not just talking about a Phariseeism, a Pharisee kind of life. I'm talking about truly disciplined. So, watch. How long wilt thou sleep? Verse 9. When will you get up? Verse 10. Resisting the urge to just get every chance you can of sleep. You cannot store up sleep as such. So if you want to sleep in on a Saturday a little bit or whatever, fine. But, you know, if you sleep in until 10, 11 o'clock, all you've really done is waste your day. You're not going to actually, you know, you say, well, now look, you go to bed at a decent hour, 10, 11, 11:30. My rule is always go to bed the same day you got up. Let that sink in. I have not always been able to do it traveling. But if you get up on Tuesday, go to bed before midnight. Go to bed before Wednesday. And then get up on Wednesday. Have a time to get up. How long? And when? And resist. And notice verse 11, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth. Thy want as an armed man. Now watch. It always costs more to go than it does to stay. 15 minutes a day is over. We're going to estimate it at 90 hours a year, but it's over that. 15 minutes a day is 90 hours a year. An hour a day is approximately 360 hours a year. Think about that. Think about how important that is. 15 minutes a day is 90 hours a year. Multiples of 90. 15 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day. 45 minutes a day. Hour a day. Imagine. Imagine if we redeemed our time. Because we're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the Lord help you today. You're not trying to put you into bondage. But probably the average person needs to make themselves go to bed. Or make themselves get up. Or make themselves be a little more active. So they don't feel tired when they're actually not tired. They're just lethargic. May God use this.